Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Crisis and is about to plunge into economic collapse and larger regional wars that top mainline analysts we're going to be covering today say will probably lead to a third world war, which will birth the new world order, just as Albert Pike, head of the Illuminati, wrote back in the 1870s. Wow, what a broadcast lined up today. Assad says Syria at war as battle reaches capital. Reuters. Just like with Libya, British SAS are reportedly, according to some Israeli publications that we talked about yesterday, leading the attack towards the capital with its compound under siege. We told you that yesterday. Here it is out of Reuters today. And Turkey's talking about striking, obviously flying their jets in. This is a plan with Saddam to get him shot down as a pretext. And who are they putting in charge? We're going to be going over this today. Backed by NATO, Turkey steps up warning to Syria. That'll be the pretext. Syria state media, gunmen storm pro-government TV station, kill three. They got black ops squads attacking. I mean, this is big time. Debka file is breaking down a lot of this. And here's Paul Joseph Watson's story. And you've got to go to InfoWars.com to see these photos. They are nothing less than amazing. It's one of our top stories. Syrian rebels ransack Christian churches, burn them, desecrate Jewish and Christian graves, beat them up with hammers, urinate on them, just like they did in Libya. And here they are wearing the sacrament robes that a Catholic priest or Orthodox priest, this looks Catholic, would wear. Desecrating the churches and dressing up in the priest outfits again, urinating on things and stuff like that. Can you imagine? I mean, you know, somebody burns a Koran, it's the end of the world. And I think people shouldn't do that. But, I mean, it's their First Amendment right. But this is going into people's churches and burning them down and stealing the sacraments and dressing up in the priest robes. Al-Qaeda. And they've said, Jews in Syria are double dead. Christians will be expelled from one of the oldest Christian enclaves in the world. And if they don't leave, they are to be exterminated. And the moderate Muslim group that is the dominant controlling group that Assad's a member of is out. And you can see the ransacked churches, the blown-up churches, the burned-down churches. If you go to the bottom of the article, we have the urinating on graves, the beating up Christian and Jewish graves with hammers. It's all there. And of course, you can also see the lining up blacks and chopping them up with machetes in Libya. You don't hear the NAACP talking about that, and you aren't going to hear about it. Here is the knocking down of Christian and Jewish graves. This is, by the way, these guys, AFP and others have shown it, they wear Al-Qaeda patches and run up Al-Qaeda flags, as Fox News and LA Times reported. And I'm not patriotic. You have to understand. They're like, oh, it's because Obama's a Muslim. No, it's because the globalists run Al-Qaeda. They ran it in the 70s. They ran it in the 80s. They ran it in the 90s against the Serbs. They run it now. And they'll use the threat of Al-Qaeda that they control, the jihadis they control, to menace the United States so they can federalize everything. This is an elementary fact. So Syria, with the Russian troops in it, is in a asymmetrical warfare, black op infiltration. This is always an old way of bringing down a country. You just send in a bunch of special forces to dress up like locals, like the MI6 got caught doing in Iraq, to kill one group so a civil war starts. And watch what's happening in Syria. This will be the globalist plan in America. We'll be right back. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting worldwide on the global shortwave and satellite XM channel 166. Simulcasting on over 100 AM and FM affiliates and number one, according to Shoutcast and so many other metrics, Google Analytics, when it comes to free audio streams and talk radio podcasting. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv and many other auxiliary data sites as well. A lot of news right now we're going to be breaking down today, and we have a special guest joining us that I'll tell you about coming up here in a little while. But if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the story that was the top story earlier this morning and has now moved down to the bottom of the featured news section. And I'm going to have one of my webmasters move it back to the top and red link it, because if this won't wake up the West to what's happening, nothing will. We're told, give up our rights because radical Muslims want to kill us, while the government brings in record numbers of Muslims, and we don't see terror attacks taking place. We're told that Al-Qaeda is literally incredibly evil and powerful and hiding in our basements, hiding under tables, sneaking out at 3 a.m. like bedbugs to lavish themselves on our flesh. Meanwhile, in the real world, the 7-7 bombers in London, MI6, Fox News, London Guardian. It came out hidden in plain view. It was run by MI6, and they set up patsies who were taking part in a drill. It's all hiding in plain view. The underwear bomber, the shoe bombers, all working with the government, set up as mentally ill patsies put on the aircraft by the U.S. and British governments. On record, C-SPAN, congressional hearings. On and on and on. They've had over 100, I mean, even the New York Times has had to admit this, over 100 the last 3 or 4 years, fake FBI stings of mentally ill welfare recipients, normally under 80 IQs, some of them mentally retarded on record, not just mentally ill, schizophrenics, you name it, setting them up to bomb buildings, bomb the Christmas trees, so it's a good PR stunt at Christmas. Oh, look at those Muslims. Good thing we're taking all your rights away to fight them. Good thing we're in all those countries. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda was created by Jimmy Carter via the Taliban, continued through the 80s, used in the 90s by the Clintons against Serbia in the south. I'm not on the side here, the Albanian Muslims or the Serb Christians. The point is, they didn't start the fight. They sent them in and basically took the equivalent of their southwest and created into a new NATO globalist narcotics trafficking enclave where they kill the Christians that won't leave Kosovo and sell their organs, and it comes out in mainstream news, but it's back of the paper. So all of this is going on, and we saw a 6-7 month bombardment of Libya, tens of thousands killed, over 40,000 total, blacks lined up and murdered, hacked up with machetes by jihadis, predominantly out of Saudi Arabia, flying Al-Qaeda flags and wearing the black patch of Al-Qaeda on their shoulders. And we saw it in Reuters, AP, LA Times, Fox News. We told you first with our guests like Webster Tarpley, who had the courage to actually go over there. He also went to Syria earlier this year. In fact, I want to get Tarpley on maybe tomorrow or Friday about the situation geopolitically and get off the domestic stuff that's so divisive it doesn't go anywhere. But the point is that I want to get him on about, you know, geopolitical issues. All of this is unfolding. All of this is happening. And if you live in reality, it's not even hidden. The system doesn't even hide that they gave Tripoli over to Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood that's globalist run, and that they gave now the surrounding border regions in Turkey and in Jordan and in other areas to real Al-Qaeda, the same folks that do interviews saying, yes, I fought the Americans for 5-6 years in Iraq, and I still like to kill them. I've seen these newscasts, but I'm going to kill Gaddafi first, and then I'm going to kill Assad, and then I will kill you. And they're putting them in charge in places like Egypt. I mean, congressmen are now finally talking about this. So this is something where the system thinks you're so stupid that, A, they're going to use the magic skeleton key that can open any door they need of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties, Europe's liberties, Australia, they take their freedoms in the name of Al-Qaeda. It's like this imaginary, like telling kids, better be good or the boogeyman will get you. And that's why they used to have all those wives' tales. They'd tell kids, don't do what you're told. The bad witch come get you. In the old days, people wonder why kids were so well-behaved. You didn't need to really spank them 200, 300 years ago. They would read them fairy tales, folks, and tell them the boogeyman's going to come get you. Well, that's what happens with adults. Bin Laden is going to come get you and hurt you real bad if you don't let TSA dump your father or grandfather's ashes out on the floor and laugh at you, or rob your bag, or take your wife behind closed doors and take her bra off and grab her breasts and ask her out for a date, or, you know, take old ladies back and strip search them, or make 95-year-old cancer patients who are going home to die in Michigan walk even though they can't walk, make passengers pick them up as you scream at them, or as my grandmother's coming back from a wedding in Mexico, as my cousin wanted to get married in Mexico, coming back through Houston, being screamed at by people and told to move when she's on crutches and nobody even offered her a wheelchair. She had polio in the 50s and can barely walk. This is what America is, okay? It's done on purpose. And meanwhile, we have photos and videos and mainstream news in Europe, but it's back of the paper even there, where Al-Qaeda and jihadis are knocking down Jewish and Christian headstones in Libya and in Syria, We've got links to stories where they're urinating on things, defecating on things, going in Christian churches, burning them down, blowing them up, ransacking them, and then clownishly dressing up in, you know, the priests wear those sacrament outfits over their robes with the crosses, the Orthodox and the Catholics. They're dressed up in those, robbing everything. This is all going on right now. This is all going on right now. And do you see the neocon sites covering this? No, you don't. Do you see anybody talking about it? No. WorldNet Daily is. No one is talking about this. You would think that all the big talk show hosts would want to talk about this. You know, here's Obama with Al-Qaeda. But see, it isn't just Obama. This has always been the way it's been. You know, I told somebody 10 years ago, hey, Al-Qaeda was created by our own government. Oh, yeah, we know about the blowback. No, this isn't blowback. Oh, but we're over there fighting them. Oh, have you read the Sunday Times of London? Have you read all the admissions where British and U.S. troops would capture the Taliban or Al-Qaeda and would be told, let them go, and would be told, give them chest of gold and fly them into Pakistan to start the next destabilization campaign? It's called the airlift of evil. Even Newsweek reported on it. Just like it's reported our troops are ordered to grow the opium. This isn't debated. People say, well, if this stuff was true, it would come out. And then it has come out. It has come out. It has come out. You know, Pat Tillman wrote letters home to his family. I remember talking to his family. They wouldn't come on the show. His brother, like 5-6 years ago, right after he was killed, before they even released some of them. And it was like, yeah, my brother was talking about opium and how, you know, it's really all a big scam and how they have these photo ops. And there's no real Al-Qaeda and how he's going to come home and speak out against it, and was killed. And then turned out they did murder him because he wouldn't play along with this. You know, I have a friend who's a famous athlete. I'll just leave it at that. And he admires Pat Tillman, and he wears his dog tags around his neck, a copy of them. Has given money to, you know, foundations and stuff. And I was sitting there having dinner with him, and I said, you know, they killed him. He goes, yeah, I listened to your show. I know they did. But still, he's a hero. And I said, well, yeah, he is a hero for telling the truth, not just giving up the millions to go over there to fight with his brother. But he's even more of a hero because he had the moral courage to say, you know what? I was conned. He goes, no, I know that's true, but I just don't want to talk about it. It's just too horrible. Well, you know what? You think Pat Tillman wants you to not, just to forget about it and go, I just want to remember the guy that gave up his NFL contract and then went over there. No. Pat Tillman, if he was sitting right here, I'd say, Pat Tillman, I could talk to his ghost right now on air. Pat, do you want us to shut up about how they killed you and shut up about the opium being grown and how it's all fraud? Pat, you want me to shut up? Pat Tillman would say, absolutely not. What do you think I got killed over? I mean, this is no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. This is a no-brainer. I could get killed doing this. And you know what? That's not a big price to pay. I'm not worried about it. Because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The good Lord is in control. And if God lifts the hedge and lets them come in and get me, which, believe me, the enemy's right there. If God wasn't in control, I wouldn't be here. It happens, I'm not going to be mad at God. I'm walking out the parking lot one night, and they conk me on the head or taser me, and I'm in the back of a truck, and they torture me a little bit before they kill me. I'm going to feel satisfied. Not going to be happy I'll never see my kids again. I'm not going to be happy that, you know, I'm not going to ever get to go fishing or hiking or see my grandmother again or my family. But you know what? I'll be satisfied knowing, you know what? I faced the evil. I did what it took. I stood up for the innocents. I told the truth, because that's what everything good is built on. We wouldn't be alive today and have any freedoms if our forebears didn't put a lot more on the line. You know, I've heard a saying, freedom isn't free. You bet it's not free. And it's not just free to go kill some Muslims because the New World Order says so. By the way, the Al-Qaeda on record took, on average, 14-year-old conscripts. This is admitted. And put them in a third line out around the cities in Afghanistan. And that was the drone, dummy, decoy targets. And remember how the Northern Alliance would complain, the drug dealers, hey, we're not allowed to attack the cities or the real bases of Taliban and Al-Qaeda. We got to shell conscripts because it wasn't a real war. It was all fake. All fake. It's a simulation. The average age of the person taken to Abu Ghraib, 14 years old. They go grab innocent people. You don't grab your own Al-Qaeda forces. All staged, all fake, none of it's real. We'll be back. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid and organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
What, do you work for the TSA, Willie?
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Oh, well, that, no, they wouldn't actually fight anybody.
The bastards hung me in the spring of
they just abuse a bunch of sheep. But I am still alive. Here comes Chris Christopherson. I was a sailor.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
With the sea.
With the sea I did abide.
I love this part. I sailed a schooner.
I sailed a schooner around. around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still.
But I'm living still.
And it just gets better from here, because Waylon Jennings.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide.
Where steel and water did collide.
Steel and water did collide.
Yeah, Nanny State didn't build this country.
A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
Best part's Johnny Cash coming up.
But
that's it. That's the Highwayman. If you want to get it off iTunes, in my product placing for it, that's where it's at. The Highwayman. The Highwayman is the name of the song. Oh, here it is. I fly a starship. Best part. All right, that's enough. I got to get into all the news. I just went and told Kurt Nimmo to please, pretty please, with sugar on top. Okay, I can't help it. Crank it up.
I fly a starship across the universe divide.
When I reach the other side.
And when I reach the other side.
I'll
find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Yes, I may become a highwayman again.
I may become a highwayman.
All right, that's enough. Let me get into the news here. So, we have the top story now linked in red. You'll have to refresh Infowars.com as it had scrolled down the page. And we now have it linked in red up there at the tippity top. Syrian rebels ransack Christian churches. Well, actually, they ransack, burn, blow up, desecrate Christian churches. But as usual, Paul Watson is somewhat restrained. I guess he is British, so that is, I guess, kind of the... He's a great guy. The point is, it's always restrained with Watson, even though it's horrible to see it. Syrian rebels ransack Christian churches. And you can see the defacing the gravestones, the urinating on them, links to Libya, murdering the black people, hacking them up with pleasure with machetes. That's all around liberal and loving from the Peace Prize winner, Barack Hussein, Barry Sotero, whatever his name is, Obama. So just thought you might want to know about that. And you know, you might want to ask the media, hey, why are we and our tax money and our troops and our advisors going to do this when the Al-Qaeda groups are in uniforms with Al-Qaeda flags and patches saying we're going to kill all the Jews and we're going to kill Christians that don't leave? And they've actually been killing Christians, blowing them up and stuff. So, again, and it is only a certain group of Muslims in reality that are into this stuff and really will do this stuff. That's why all over the Muslim world you've got ancient churches, people live side by side in peace until the jihadis, funded by British intelligence when they wanted to take over some of the governments that were industrializing. Look up Lawrence of Arabia. They created Saudi Arabia. All of it. It's on record. Those that don't know history didn't repeat it. Then Hitler took over that network of the Muslim Brotherhood and the headquarters and all the rest of it, of those different systems, what was left of the Ottoman Empire. And then after World War II, British and U.S. intelligence took it over, and they were trying to build skyscrapers, build power plants, sell their own oil. They had secular poets and people like Mossadegh in charge of Iran, and they said, no, meet Mr. Jihadi from Saudi Arabia. He's coming in, he's going to blow up things, and then we're going to blame it on you, and then we're going to take over. And that's all declassified. And so the Muslim extremist, billions of dollars spent, this is even in the Washington Post, but they say it was an accident, from the 50s right through the 90s, for setting up madrasas with children's books saying, murder America, kill the Christians, three hand grenades plus three machine guns, create six weapons. I mean, look this up. And now they're killing Christians and Jews everywhere. And it's like, oh, yeah, see, we got to be in all these countries because they're killing people. Except they're not killing people in the countries we're in. Our government has us in those countries to put the jihadis in. All right, I'm done talking about that. I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and open the phones up. Fast and Furious is going critical and more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to open the phones up on this subject and any others that you'd like to discuss here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I don't know what it is about music today, but I just want to hear it. Turn this up right here. This is the best part. Listen to this guitar. Deep Purple, right here. Right here. Oh, man, is that not beautiful? And then he hits it right here. Bomb, 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 bomb. Smoke on the water. Fire in the sky. Oh, yeah. All right, enough of that. Oh, man. You know, Robert Plant lives in Austin. He lives there almost full time, I've confirmed, out on Lake Travis. I think I'm going to try to get Robert Plant on the show. All right, side issue. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to shut up right there. Okay, what else is going on here today? By the way, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, new hit album out. That bombshell interview that we haven't even had time to write articles about yet. He covers TSA, New World Order, world government, the Matrix reality system, all of it. I've never heard him go this far. That interview is up on the lower right-hand corner at Infowars.com. Very exciting to see this awakening happening. I mean, he's been a listener for many years. Discovered that years ago, but to actually talk to him privately, hang out with him when he's here in Austin, but he's never really gone public with all this stuff, and he really began to do it with us yesterday on air. Pretty big interview. In fact, I titled it The Real Billy Corgan, colon, Down the Rabbit Hole, but I think I might change it to Billy Corgan, you know, Smashes the Matrix or something. I don't know. Pretty powerful interview. He's a smart guy. You know why the media attacks him. Okay. And again, he's not, you know, 10 years ago, he's what you call kind of a liberal because he wants freedom and stuff. He's figured out, well, that's controlled and the right's controlled. I mean, it's just very exciting to see that awakening taking place. A lot of other people awake as well, but they never have the nerve to come on the air. And that's okay. I understand. I understand that. All right, I'm going to shut up at that point. Oh, man, I tell you. I know too many secrets, interesting things people would like to know, but I'm only told this stuff because I keep my trap shut. And then people even tell me stuff that isn't in confidence, but then it like makes it in confidence. You know what I mean? And I can't ever talk about it. Very interesting things. Okay, that's enough. Here's the point I want to make right now. I'm up here having fun, trying to have some gallows humor, joking around a little bit. Just hearing that Deep Purple made me happy. Now I'm in a pretty darn good mood, and I've got all this very serious news here in front of me. I mean, look at this. They've got Al-Qaeda and jihadis and Muslim Brotherhood people running around murdering and killing Christians and Jews, blowing up churches, dressing up in Orthodox and Catholic priest outfits, desecrating things, robbing things, urinating on things, kicking over gravestones. And I'm supposed to like this. I mean, and I'm supposed to give up all my rights because these people are coming to get me. But the stinking criminal banker-run government is the one controlling them on record. I mean, it's too much. It's too much. And now it's confirmed there's all sorts of special forces, just like Libya from the West, leading jihadis into Damascus in a siege of the presidential compound, and they're going in and blowing up and shooting up TV stations. I mean, this is how you take over. The U.S. is one of the few countries you can't do this to because everybody's armed. If somebody tries this stuff, people are going to kill them. But if they ever got control of the TV, as long as something says Fox, CNN on it, or CBS, I mean, you could put an alien up there in a general's outfit going, I am General Whipplesnap. I now rule you. George Washington is a stinking pig. If you want to collaborate, please line up. And you'd have all the city leaders lining up, and the green alien would bend over and say, now prove you submit. Kiss my rumpus. And the average sellout yuppie would say, we've always been ruled by the Whipplesnap aliens from the Quicklesnack star system. And it's a conspiracy theory to say they aren't the legitimate government. And we need the UN taking over. Of course, that's satire before the New York Times. I've had this happen. I've joked around, and then it ends up in the newspaper that I'm being serious. But, I mean, you get the point. Guys, does that make sense in there? I mean, my point about you could have aliens come in, take over the TV stations, and the U.S. could resist them, but they wouldn't if they had, say, on America's Got Talent, Howard Stern introduced the alien. Alien leader, you will get to judge who the winner is tonight. And people say, well, that's it. I support the alien leader.
It is Shakespearean in its absurdity.
It is Shakespearean in its absurdity?
Yes, sir.
I would say it was Vonnegut, Kurt Vonnegut. Vonnegutian. Okay. You know what I'm high on right now? Adrenaline. I swam 2 miles this morning, and I went out to the lake. And I said, look, you're not going to swim half speed. You're fat. You're degenerate. You're weak. What is the point of jumping in this lake if you're not going to swim hard? So I swam hard to the point of stopping for a moment to vomit in the lake. Now I'll be arrested for 1021 violations, and I feel absolutely turbocharged right now. I don't even know if I should be on air right now because I feel like $1 trillion. I really do. Okay, that's enough. Back to the insanity. I said I'd go to your calls. Here is some of the other news we have here. So Syrian rebels ransack Christian churches. NATO-backed thugs desecrate places of worship. Isn't that nice? You can go see that. I'm going to Twitter this out. In fact, I bet Watson already Twittered it out, but everybody needs to check that out. I guess twitter.com/realalexjones. Can we check the Twitter? And you just click on the icons at the top of Infowars.com. It'll take you there. Thank you. This is out of the Russian news. Assad, Syria in a state of war. As they say, Western forces are invading. Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. Continuing, Turkey mobilizing media manipulation, provocation, or reality. Zero Hedge, Turkey mobilizes for war with Syria. Another article. Condi returns, calls for violent overthrow of Syria. Oh, that's trendy. Here's Reuters. Assad says Syria at war as battle reaches capital. And they're running around saying start a new humanitarian bombing campaign. Got to put Al-Qaeda in. That's how dumb they think you are. They want to put Al-Qaeda in. And then they're going to slaughter the Christians and Jews. And it'll be oh, well, that sucks. TSA needs to grope you. You saw what Al-Qaeda did over there. I mean, they even say we've got to take your internet freedom because of Stuxnet that our own criminal government now admits they created that I told you a year ago they created. Right again. And I'm bad. I'm bad because I'm right again. Okay, I'm sorry. Backed by NATO, Turkey steps up warning to Syria. New York Times. Yeah, we're going to fly our jets in on strafing run test. And if you resist, you're dead. Here's Herat, Syria state media gunman storm pro-government TV station. Kill three. The Minister of Information attacked. But, I mean, those are protesters. Peaceful, nice, friendly. I mean, come on. They're just blowing up some churches and dressing up like priests and urinating on Jewish graves. That's trendy. I mean, that's come on. Don't be anti-Islam. Okay, you're supposed to give up all your right and hate all Muslims who aren't involved in this. But then when the real Al-Qaeda's put in, they're good guys. Okay, I mean, come on. Come on, it's freedom. The absurdity is just driving me over the edge here. Okay, let's get into a Daily Caller article, exactly my thoughts yesterday. I never even got to this. Arizona Congressman, administration has declared war on Arizona. And they have. Already all over the country, most cities, 800 plus, will not arrest illegals for drunk driving, no insurance, but citizens have the book thrown at them. And I've talked to people inside the prosecutor's office who've come to my office, high level. Off record, and said, oh, it's worse than you think. They tell them to give $10 fines to the illegals, no ID even needed. That's why all these criminals from Mexico come up here, you know, like the railway serial killer who killed dozens of people, and he would get arrested all the time but had all these fake names. Now they're announcing they're going to make a bunch of illegals legal. No judge, no jury, no Congress, violate the law, Obama is. And now they're telling Arizona, we don't care what you arrest illegals for. We're never picking them up. Rape, robbery, anything. I mean, this already goes on in Houston. Reports hundreds of thousands. You heard me right. Look it up. Hundreds of thousands a year in that county metro area. When I saw the headline years ago, I couldn't believe it. It's over several hundred thousand released, and many of them aggravated felons. And it said arson, rape, robbery. I mean, if you're an illegal alien, you can come here and grab kids off the street and go kill them, women off, rob banks, 5-6 welfare checks. You are God. But if you're a citizen, you are the lowest dirt of the planet. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. If you're an illegal alien in this country right now, you are God. God. And if you try to come here legally, you are trash. So there is that report, and they are announcing, listen, we're going to make the illegals legal, and when you arrest them for crimes and want them deported, we ain't picking them up, Jack. This has already been going on. I'm glad it's out in the open now. This is the totally lawless criminal government we have. Let me continue, though. I got to say it. When people do the right thing, I've got to give them credit. Boehner, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, says they will go ahead with contempt vote against Mr. Fast and Furious. They say the House will move forward with a contempt of Congress vote against Attorney General Eric Holder over the botched gun trafficking operation known as Fast and Furious. That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer grabbed teenagers off the street and killed them, and it was botched. It wasn't only got botched because he got caught. I mean, right here, it wasn't the only reason they got botched is because they got discovered. It goes on. Here is another one, the New American. Issa, gun control agenda behind Fast and Furious. The memos that have been out for 8 months are now public. I mean, they're now good. I can't believe this is actually covering it. There may be a real war inside the power structure. We can use this to really get a bunch of these people in prison. It could happen like Nixon, but Nixon was an angel cake compared to Obama. People are like, but wait a minute, it's left-right paradigm. Listen, if Mitt Romney does anything like this, if he gets in, I'm going to say throw him in jail. This keeps them honest. This scares these tyrants. This backs them off before they run off and start World War III. Good. Arrest all of them. They are not invincible. Arrest John Corzine for MF Global. Go after them. Arrest them. It's time. And push Obama into staging a false flag. We're going to expose it's you this time. We're watching. Our people are everywhere when you put the underwear bomber drugged out of his mind on the plane. Witnesses said he could hardly talk and was drooling. Your little Manchurian idiot that the State Department admits they were ordered to get on the plane and give him the visa. He didn't even have a passport. We have you now. You understand? We have you, and there's nothing going to stop us. Because we don't have any choice. They're going to ruin and wreck everything. They got re-education camps shut up. They got the military ready to go live on us. We're just going to wake the military up. You ever heard the saying from the Korean War when the Marines were surrounded and a famous commander, I forget his name. Guys, look it up. They said, sir, we are completely surrounded. And he said, good. Don't let any of them escape. Do you realize how good it is to be completely surrounded with the enemy out in the open? You can't miss. The targets are 360 around you. You can only fight when you're cornered. That's when you've got the moral authority. That's when you've got it all. People think that's a ridiculous statement. Good, don't let any of them surrender. Don't let any of them escape. That's the whole point. Draw them out. Get it going. Let's get it going. Let's get it all out in the open, you New World Order trash. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be committed. You got to say, come on, you want it, you got it. Anything you want, you got it. Come on, we're tired of this creeping around business. Why do you think for over a week they shut down all the groping at the airports when people were going to opt out? They didn't want to give you a chance to show it was all a fraud. So here it is. Issa is saying, thank you for actually saying it was a false flag. The headline should be, Issa admits... ISSA says documents show it was a false flag to demonize the Second Amendment. And the memos that are public now admit they were going to ban semi-autos. Bare minimum new sales of them. And then try to make you register the others. They tried last year to ban all shotguns that can bottom load. Remember that? No law, we're just going to do it. You see, these people aren't invincible, ladies and gentlemen. They're a bunch of cockeyed bullies. Look at this. Here's another one. CNN sinks a 21-year primetime ratings low in second quarter. Oh. U.S. Army admits troops conducting law enforcement is illegal. Big article, Paul Joseph Watson. That's at Infowars.com. Get this out. This is powerful weapons of truth. Okay, enough from me. Let's go to some phone calls now. And then I got all this other news. Okay, good. So we are completely surrounded. Good. We can attack in any direction. And what general was that in Korea? You just actually put it on screen and I can just read it. That's the best way to do it. There you go. Quotable quote. There it is. It's Army officer. Yeah, no, I've seen it credited. That was General Oliver P. Smith. Yeah. Sir, we're surrounded. Excellent. We can attack in any direction. Absolutely. Good. People think that sounds crazy. That's what you want. Get them out. Let's go. Let's get it on. Come on. Try to get our guns. Come on. Implode the world economy. Pose as the saviors. We're going to expose you. See, they've already pulled the trigger, though, folks. In fact, I'm going to get to that later. Remember last week, Larry Summers, who helped engineer this, comes out and says, avoiding a global catastrophe. And he says it probably can't be avoided in the Washington Post. Big banks craft living wills in case they fail. CNBC, they're getting ready to implode everything, folks. Mediation fails, pushing Stockton towards bankruptcy. Biggest city to go bankrupt yet. All part of the plan. We've got to expose who did this. Dean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey.
All of us love you, my friend.
Well, we love you, brother. What's on your mind?
You are the modern-day Paul Revere.
Hey, no, I'm not. Share.
Yes, go you ahead. Are. I want to share a few things with you, my friend. I went to an Appleseed Project event this past weekend. I shared your InfoWars cards with everyone. But some of those Appleseed event attenders are kind of still in the dark. And I stressed the importance of the magnitude of what's going on and that they really need to wake up.
And for those that don't know, tell folks what an Appleseed event is.
Well, it's just encouraging everyone to remember the spirit of 1776 and what our founders fought against. And it has magnitude and modern-day implications, as you know, for today.
Well, you're right that everybody should go out and get rifle training. They do these programs all over the country. I've had the director of it on. He's an old vet. Great thing to do. The rifle is just incredible. And everybody needs to learn how to use a rifle at 100, 200, 300 yards. It's as easy as kiss my hand. And I'm going to get the Appleseed Director Project leader back on. And then we should all go to Appleseed events and use those as recruiting grounds to unlock people's mind to the next level. Yes. Anything else, sir?
I'd like to share one more thing, Alex. I came
up stay there. Stay there. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You mean banker agents. Whether you're a good federal agent or not, individually, the country was taken over a long time ago. And if you love the Republic and want it back, you've got to admit, foreign banks have taken the country by fraud. They brag they've done it in Europe. They brag they've done it here. In all their publications, they laugh at us as they engage in hardcore crime. And if we sit here and put up with it, that's our problem. We're not going to put up with it with Fast and Furious. Holder, all these criminals, the head of Homeland Security, they need to all go to jail. That's how you signal the world that criminals aren't in control of this country anymore. Jail, jail, jail. They hate this country and our freedom so much they did it to blame the Second Amendment. Put them in prison. Believe me, nobody else gets up here and talks like that, folks. I'm risking my life because there's no future if we don't stand up to these people. We've got to beat them. Do you know where they want to take us? They've built stinking re-education camps. The Army admits the documents we got are real and says we're not supposed to have them. You understand? They got re-education camps for you. It's not for the Muslims that they scapegoat. The hardcore globalist Muslims work for them. Figure it out. It's for you. It's for you. There's so many globalists and collaborators. I said we release all the nonviolent people out of prison and just put them in prison. Give them their jury trial, everything. But put on, I mean, I guarantee you, I could get up before a jury, put these different globalists, different banker heads, different politicians up, put Obama on the stand. Did you write the letter saying the UN commands our military? I'd read from the Constitution. That is treason. Jury, how do you find? Judge, you give us the sentencing. Or jury, give us the sentencing. It's real easy. I could convict as a prosecutor all of them right now. I could go in there in 1 hour in front of the jury and destroy all these people. Their crimes are so public. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. Dean in California. Go ahead. What was your other point, sir?
Alex, one last thing. 1776, we really need to reawaken this. And coming up on 4th of July, here's what I'm doing. I'm wearing your 1776 shield shirt. I'm going to be out there at our local town 4th of July celebration. I'm going to be handing out your cards. I have flyers giving people the links to all of your movies, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Endgame. It's going to say, wake up to the tyranny. Engage your fellow Americans and remember the spirit of 1776.
Absolutely. That's why I saw an article I didn't get to in the Army Times of all places, bad-mouthing the War of 1812 and saying we lost and making fun of the U.S. And I went, my memory is most historians said we won that, and it was a very righteous war against our people being kidnapped on the high seas and stuff and pressed. And I went and refreshed my memory, and most historians, I saw the votes on historical sites, 9 out of 10, even in foreign sites, say we won that. And here was Army / publications saying we lost a war and that we were stupid and the president was stupid. The traitorousness that I see out there. I appreciate your call. God bless you. It's just unbelievable. Let's talk to Lawrence in Virginia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I have a question and a comment. Actually, a statement. First, do you really believe that there's actually going to be an election in November between Romney and Obama?
I think anything is possible. They are getting ready. That's what I was going to cover later, for the collapse of society. There's no doubt they've never been more dug in and ready for it. I mean, I'm telling you, if people aren't getting pins and needles, if people don't have the hair all over the back of their neck standing up, they don't have any connection to discernment.
Or reality, for sure.
Yeah.
What I wanted to bring up actually was about the TV. I think other people said it before, but people really did turn that thing off. I talk to people that watch it all the time, and when you listen to them speak, it's like they're parroting a news anchor. It's crazy. Totally brainwashed.
No, that's what they do. They're in a subconscious sleep level. Stay there. This is important. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.